Hi, Ismero. We'll get started. Manolo.
Hey, Yumer, ¿cómo estás?
Todo bien.
Todo bien, hermano. El The Rock, my father, older brother, leader by example. Every time we ask somebody, they say so many nice things, so much nice things about you. Could you talk a little bit about the that appreciation of everybody, your manager, your coach, your teammates for you?
Thanks for that, because I'm working for that because I want to show the young kid how to work in every day for be ready for all season long, you know? When you have a 162 game, you have to prepare for that because it's long season, especially when you have to be ready for every day. So everybody's seeing me, everybody watching me is working every day. I got 3 years here and show us the working for be ready, you know? So any times and any role where you want to work. So that's for I'm working every day because I don't know where's my role. So that's my preparation for that all nickname for that, you know?
Yeah, this year, in your fourth year with the Athletics, you have seen bullpens that change 1 year from another several times. Last year, you guys had Liam Hendricks, you had Joaquin Soria. Now you have Romo, you have Rosenthal, you have Kolarek. How you compare this bullpen the A's have for this year with the bullpens of previous years?
I compare it with the same. It's more strong because the other pitchers are working good. You know, he got a good role here. Leon, he got this closer. Now we'll have other closers. He got tremendous years before the last year. You know me? And now we have to work in together, you know, because this is the key, the team. You have to work in like 2 years. You have it 2 years before. It's working every day. And like comparison that this year, you have to work in the first day, the season. You have because you have a good combination. You have a Colletti for the lefty and Digma, and we have a three righty for the righty. So we have to be ready for any times a ball be called for us and be successful like 2 years before.
Matt?
Hey, Ismero. What sort of advice or tips, I guess, can you give to some of the younger pitchers like you were talking about, just in terms of seasons, to talk about playing a full season this year after the short season last year. What sort of advice can you give some of the other pitchers about like taking care of themselves physically?
The capacity to give it to hands and make an adjustment because for the pitcher, you have to make a little bit tips for adjustment, only adjustment because the timing you have it for working every day and play catch, so especially release point, you have to be consistently in that, and the young kid now, this is strong arm, is different because they don't have too many release points at the same time, you know? So that's a couple guys is working about that, and he give you the chance to take advance for that.
Did you hear from other teams before you re-signed with the A's in free agency this offseason? Were there other teams that were reaching out to you and seeing if you
there are a couple teams, but that's the best choice for me. Because I have 3 years here and I know the old people here, and I want to go the other teams start the zero. So I want to be like, you know, be comfortable and give me a chance here. And that's where I come back here.
Jess?
Hey, Ismero, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. Manola said these amazing things about you from what your teammates have said, but it appears like you're very humble about it all. So where does that mentality stem from to be humble hearing all these great things being said about you?
My mentality is be, you know, the same, be like me. A lot of people is talking about me and good teams, and I take it the same like anybody talking, you know. I want to try to be like the same people, like young people here. Like, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing last year. I don't care. So I know I got my number. I know I got my career. But I look at my main is to be the same, like normal people, like young people here, and they have to be working hard for every day for keeping the spot for the team. That's my mentality for be ready for the season, because I'm working. I don't care what I'm doing year before or 3 years before. I want to do the same job for this year.
Matt?
I think last year, last offseason, you said coming in, you made a little change to try to sort of hide pitches a little bit better, like move your hands behind your back a little bit more. Were there any adjustments or any changes that you made this offseason, things you were doing
differently? I wanna stay the same. I want a little bit more strong. Like when I landed, I want to keep it more in the middle, not running too much like me do it before, because it's like I want to stay more in the balance and in the mound when my body is a little bit hot. That's how I make adjustments, but it's a little bit thin, so you know, it's not too much. So I want to keep it working a little bit in the off season for that.
And what's it like to be back in a bullpen with Sergio Romo again, and what do you think he's going to bring to this team?
That's awesome, you know. I played with him before, and he keep the big smile all time. He's funny guy, and like, you know, it's like happy guy, you know. And it's awesome to play with him, because you never be born with him.
Manolo?
Well, you have another countryman with you this year, Elvis Andrus. Have you talked to him? Have you talked to him a lot in the past? You're already talking a lot this year. You know the kind of guy he is. What it means to bring to the athletics a guy that brings so much energy like Elvis Andrus?
That's good for us, you know, because Elvis he covered a lot of spots for the shortstop, and it's a little bit more spicy, you know, because he moves around the running and he take care of the running very good We're in second base, and he gives you support, you know. Every time when you lose it in the mound, he goes to the mound and keep it up. You know, it's working and in focus. He all time be a successful for the game, because he pay attention to the game, you know, and he is good for us. Be happy, because he talk a lot and he is excited.
Okay. Oh, Matt, one more question.
All right, one more. You have obviously, as your career has gone on, you've changed and pitched in a lot of roles and have arguably been more effective the later you've gotten into your career. How are you just feeling overall in terms of your, I guess, longevity and ability to keep pitching at the level that you've reached? And how much longer do you see yourself continuing to pitch?
You know, that's a good question, because I feel good. I feel my body feel good, and I can keep it a couple of years more throughout the season. I don't know. You see how late I signed this year, so I don't know. I don't want to say something about that, but I want to, you know, it depends how the system he give me a chance there for a couple of years more or no, because I'm successful the last 3 years and I have a team for sign, but no, I waiting for something better, but I keep it that. And also, I waiting for this season or something happen, or I don't know. I'm not sure right now.
Okay. Thank you, Yusmero.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias, Yusmero.